As we saw on Sunday, and we do so even more today, on this Tuesday in Holy Week, when we not only read from the prophet Jeremiah, but we also read the Passion of our Lord Jesus Christ according to the evangelist St. Mark. We have begun. The Passion has begun. Our Lord, who suffered for us almost 2,000 years ago in the sacred liturgy of the Church, suffers again. All of this is united together with his sacrifice, the sacrifice of the Last Supper, the sacrifice at Gethsemane, when he was able to see all the sins that you and I have ever or will ever commit. The sacrifice during the arrest and the torture that he was subjected to. And then, of course, the sacrifice on Calvary. And of course, it's very interesting that St. Mark does not mention St. John or the Blessed Mother, because that was already reserved for St. John to put in his Passion. But he does mention several of the Marys, including his own mother, who was a mother also of Simon and Judas and Joseph, as we see elsewhere in the Scriptures. He also mentions himself in a very special way. When they arrested Jesus, he did not run away either like the others, but he was sleeping, and he was sleeping, it says naked, but naked to the Hebrews meant in his underwear. And he had a sheet wrapped about him. And the guards grabbed his sheet, and there he was, basically almost naked, to the Hebrew mentality, naked. And he ran off at that point because of modesty's sake. But he was there, the other young teenage disciple. And, of course, so was St. John. But right now, St. John is taking care of Mary. He has not yet been given the Great Commission, but he is already beginning to take care of the mother of our Lord Jesus Christ, Mary Most Holy, the mother of sorrows. Most likely they were to the side, where in the darkness, where they could not be seen or molested, and they followed the procession to, first of all, the temple, where the Pharisees and scribes and others tortured him and slapped him around and tore their garments when he very openly declared that he was God. And they say, do we need any more testimony? We have heard it for ourselves. And then they take him to Pilate, who is one of those many weasels that we see so often today in governments of the history of mankind. And he agrees, finally. He tries to save him, but not very hard. And he agrees, finally, to allow him to be crucified. In the meantime, he is tortured in all kinds of ways, which we shall see again more carefully and more studiously on Friday. And so today, we have begun. And it's very interesting and beautiful, though for myself and others, I do not know who, it is very difficult to have to read this and to read it out loud and to read it in Latin, the church of the church and of the liturgy, that passion that unites us so very, very closely to our Lord Jesus Christ. And so the rest of this week, we need to try very hard to reread these words and read the other passions of St. Luke and St. John. Tomorrow we shall read the Passion of St. Luke. And then on Friday, always is read the Passion according to St. John. And so let us unite ourselves to Christ and keep away from all evil and all sinful activities and all sinful thoughts. Let us unite ourselves to our Savior, and let us present to him our obeisance, our worship, and our love. In particular, let us present to him the sorrow that we have for our sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.